Hello and welcome to the Financial Times. I'm Helen Worrell. On Sunday night, mobs wielding machetes made devastating attacks on residents of Jos, a conflict-ridden city which lies between Nigeria's predominantly Muslim north and mainly Christian south. Tom Burgess, the FT's West Africa correspondent, is in Lagos and he's on the line now. Tom, can you explain the underlying ethnic tensions which caused Sunday's attacks in Jos and also the clashes that we heard about before in January?
Well, indeed, and also the clashes that have killed about 2,000 people since 2001. Basically, Jos is a test tube of the ethnic tensions you get across Nigeria, 200 ethnic groups in the country, the biggest country in Africa. But in Jos, they are magnified by all sorts of reasons, one being a national system that classifies some people as the indigenous inhabitants of an area, even though centuries of colonial meddling and migration have messed up such claims to be indigenous. But there is a system that says that the Barom and one or two other tribes, mostly Christian, mostly farmers, probably the majority in Plateau State, which is the state around Jos, they are the indigenous people. They are designated indigenous people. They're a minority nationally, and over the past 100 years or more, Hausas and Fulanis, as well as others, have moved from the north, which is predominantly Muslim, and very politically powerful within the Nigerian structure. They've moved in to Jos. They were and surrounds. They were drawn by big tin mines in the days when Jos used to be a sort of glorious boom town. And even though the tin mines have gone, the common perception is that the Hausa, Fula, the Muslim northern majority have prospered, and that the Barom have not. And that economic resentment, as much as political manipulation by people who try to use this animosity to their advantage, that lies within it. So you get role fights sometimes between Hausas and Fulanis and Barom and Christian groups. And sometimes, terrifyingly and horrifically, you get these targeted raids where villages of one group or the other are wiped out.
We've heard reports of President Yar'Adua's illness and the role of Goodluck Jonathan as acting president. Does this continuing political instability have any bearing on the violence?
Fundamentally, no. Fundamentally, what happens is in Jos is driven by the local factors we've been talking about. The pressure goes the other way, I think. The problems in Jos now are January. And by the same token, other similar communal outbreaks of communal violence elsewhere in northern Nigeria in recent months. That puts extra pressure on the top, on the centre, Abuja, the capital, where Mr. Jonathan's supporters and Mr. Yadwa's supporters are waging a power struggle that seems to pretty much consume all political energy in Nigeria. And Goodluck Jonathan has deployed troops this time, which was a targeted attack, it seems, on the Barom settlement, a reprisal for attacks on houses in Fulani in January when he also deployed troops. But the crisis in Jos adds to, when you take into consideration, a faltering amnesty in the Niger Delta in the south, the oil-producing region, other bouts of communal violence elsewhere, adds to the pressure on the centre, on the political elite, to do less manoeuvring and more governing.
Reports from police, local government figures and eyewitnesses of the death toll all vary. What are the latest fatality figures for Sunday's attacks?
The estimates from the witnesses I've spoken to, from the people who've been counting bodies, as well as to relief agencies and some human rights groups, it seems thought that it's around 200 people have died, maybe more. It's indicative that you also get estimates from the police of 55 dead and from government officials. Remember that government is stuffed with Barom as the indigenes of the state. They control much of government. Their spokespeople seem to be pushing up their estimates from 300 last night to 500 today. The 500 figure is widely dismissed, but it's just an indication of how everything, absolutely everything in Jos is coloured by ethnic sentiment, the feeling that anything is an opportunity to advance your ethnic group's claims. and your ethnic group's political position. From the numbers to housing policy, to elections especially. And in a country where elections are widely discredited, the three polls since the end of military rule about 10, 11 years ago have been widely discredited, marred by violence and by rigging. We're due another election in which the governor of Plateau State, as well as many of the other of the 36 governors, will seek re-election. The 2008 crisis in Jos was sparked precisely by Renakis, a local election. So there are widespread fears in a city that's pretty much permanently under curfew these days that another round of elections will only raise the temperature.
And finally, do you think that today's arrests will help counter claims that killers on both sides of the ethnic divide enjoy impunity from prosecution?
No, I don't. I don't think so. And that is in many other people. And that's purely because of the track record whereby people are, after each outburst of violence, people are arrested. Sometimes they're taken to Abuja. Sometimes they're kept in Plateau State. And very little is heard of it. They are, generally speaking, released. There have been, to the best of my knowledge, almost no convictions of anyone connected with this violence now or previously. And that only reinforces the suspicion that justice is secondary to the ability of leaders on probably on both sides to use their influence to protect their own, even the people who have been whipped up into perpetrating these atrocities.
That was Tom Burgess reporting from Lagos. For further news and analysis on the Nigerian violence, go to www.ft.com/Africa.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.